Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and over here is my daughter.
Hello, Brenda Brim Kruko.
And she may chime in, she may not chime in until tomorrow, because she wasn't where I'm going to talk about today. Today I'm going to, actually Brandon was, he's sitting over there as the engineer on this program today. And we went to Christians United for Israel in Washington, D.C., where we had our annual Washington, D.C. summit. John Hagee is at the head of this organization, Christians United for Israel. And once a year, he called me and asked me if I would be a regional director over five states, and so I am. And of course, in those five states is my state, my home state now, of Missouri. Now, we had 5,000 plus people there from every state in the Union. And of course, we have speakers and we have Israeli military people. Lots of Jewish people come. God's doing a miraculous thing with the Jews and the Christians working together now. And then we have a night to honor Israel. On that night to honor Israel this year, you may have seen it. It was carried by Daystar. And on the night to honor Israel, we had as our keynote speaker, Glenn Beck. He said, I'm new to the table. But he told the story of how years ago God had started dealing with him about Israel. And he does have a voice. And I believe the Lord has dealt with him concerning blessing Israel. And if you bless Israel, you're going to be blessed. Now, our visits culminate on the last day, and it was a hot one this year. Washington, D.C. was built in a swamp. It had to be in a place that didn't belong to other states. And the land available to build our nation's capital was a swamp. And so it still has those conditions of a swamp. It's very, very humid. And as you know, many places where this broadcast goes, we've been having temperatures. They say there's a dome over the whole of the United States right now. I hope it's lifted by the time you get this program. But we culminate with a visit up on Capitol Hill to our senators and congressional representatives in their offices. Now, this is our sixth year to go, and it was very powerful. This is the first time that Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri agreed to see us. And I think it took some time of just proving we're really here and we're really here to stay. And I can't remember if it was her office or if it was Senator Roy Blunt's office, but one of them said, you are the largest contingency that's ever called directly upon this office, right here in our office. So we had upwards of 73, and that's quite a few people to be standing out in the hall of an office. But they both spoke with us, and we spoke with them about our talking points. And the number one talking point that we were assigned from Christians United for Israel is, don't pressure Israel. Don't put the blame on Israel. Israel has met every condition for the so-called peace talks. Put the pressure where it belongs on those who are not coming to the table, those who are not willing to comply, even those who are skirting around the negotiations, direct negotiations that everyone's calling for, not me, but others. They're skirting around that, and they're going to, they say, go to the United Nations in September and declare, get the United Nations to declare a Palestinian state in Israel. Well, the United Nations can declare all they want to, but it won't make it be so. But what we have asked as one of our first talking points, our first talking point is, don't put the pressure on Israel. Put the pressure on where it belongs. And, you know, we were very glad to see that Claire McCaskill, even, and of course, Roy Blunt, and many, many of the senators, a great majority of the senators, have signed on to a bill that says they will not recognize a Palestinian state that the United Nations attempts to create with some kind of a resolution. So I was very pleased with that, and pleased with really our Senate and our Congress people being very pro-Israel. Now, we know that one thing is because people in America are. People here are for Israel in the majority of the cases. The people here recognize a miraculous ingathering. God promised that he would gather the Jews. And when he gathered the Jews, he promised that thousands of years ago. And when 4,000 years ago, he began to promise it with Moses. And now that it's coming to pass right before our very eyes, the miraculous ingathering of the Jews completely negates and disproves replacement theology. Replacement theology said in the Dark Ages that God was through with the Jews and the church had replaced Israel. And every promise in the book that seemed to be a promise to Israel was actually made to the Jews. Actually made to the church. And so you folks, the church is not in the Old Testament. It is a hidden mystery that comes forth with the revelation of the Apostle Paul. But in the Old Testament, there are many, many scriptures saying that God will bring the Jews back to their land, and he's done it, and it completely obliterates, wipes out replacement theology. Now, we know from Genesis that those who bless Israel will be blessed, Genesis 12, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. There's quite a lot of ignorance concerning this great miracle that God brought them home. And we're having a school out at Prayer Mountain, August 8 through 11, Monday through Thursday. I myself will be teaching in a classroom setting from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. We'll take a lunch break, have a really good hot meal delivered out here, and have close fellowship breaking bread together. And I did call the school Living in the Last Days because the Bible, King James translates it last days or latter days. But that's not what the Hebrew says. The Hebrew says, calls it the end of days. So I've changed the name of the school to Living in the End of Days. And then I noticed that that's L period E period D period. Living in the End of Days. The major words in that, Living End Days, spells lead. And that's what's the main thing you need to know and I need to know in the last days is how to be led by the Spirit of God. What does God's Word say will happen? What do the prophets say about our time? Current events in the light of Bible prophecy. Upcoming events in the light of Bible prophecy. And so we still have, I checked today when I'm making this, it'll be a few days later when you hear it, but they still had about 20 places open. So you could still get into the classroom with the others and with me and sit with us as we just lift up the rocks and look up the words in the Bible prophecies and go in this into great detail. Now, we also have made arrangements that you can take this class online. We're going to stream it, but there's a fee for you to watch because we just don't want everybody watching unless they're in agreement. There are people out there who are not in agreement and would like to find out what I say to go after me. And I'm talking about the enemies of Israel. And so we don't want them on there. We want people that are with us. So we're charging a fee to come to the school. So much. I've forgotten how much is it, Brenda, for an individual? $150 for an individual. How much for a couple? $250 for a couple. And a church is how much? $250 online. How much is it for an individual computer online? $150. All right. And you can call in to 1-800-972-3447, or you can go on to billybrim.org. I think at this late date, you'd better call 1-800-972-3447. And if you're going to take it online, you can take it right in the daytime when we do, 9 to 4. Or if you work all day, you can come in at night and watch it on the archives. But there's a fee for doing so, and you will need a code to do so. Now, working in this together when we were in Washington, D.C., because we have this wonderful capability these days to stream things and go online, I thought about our going up to Washington, D.C. as foot soldiers. Going up, we want our nation to be blessed. And we know that the key to blessing Israel is, to being blessed is blessing Israel. So we wanted to say to our nation's leaders, bless Israel. And we had some three specific talking points. I've spoken to you about one of them that we spoke to them about. Now, it came to me just before we were going up. In fact, I was in Washington, D.C., and I sent back home. I said, put this online right now. Now, I put blasts out, prayer alerts, blasts, other things. And if you'd like to receive them, you call us and say, I want to be on Billy Brim's email blast list. That's Billy Brim, BillyBrim.org. Or you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and ask to be put on the list. Or in the mail, you can send it by mail to Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. But probably if they want to be on the email list, they're going to be able to email us. And so I emailed the WWPs. Who are the WWPs? The WWPs are the Worldwide Prayers. Every Wednesday at noon here at 12 o'clock, we are praying as a unit, a unified prayer group, praying all around the world, 61 nations, thousands of computers. And I thought, hey, we're up here in Washington, D.C. We're like the foot soldiers. We're going in there to the senators and congresspeople, and we're saying, bless Israel so we can be blessed. Then I thought, oh, I remember what the Lord told me about the prayers. He said to me, as the nations raise an air force, I am raising up a prayer force. So it came to me, get the prayer cover. Get the air cover, the prayer cover, the air cover for the foot soldiers.
Mm-hmm. The army.
The army marching. Mm-hmm. And so as we were going, it was a hot day. And you have to think, oh, I got to be over to the senator's office, and he's here in such and such a floor. Then you think, whoops, at a certain time, I've got an appointment over here with this representative. And at a certain time, I got to be over there. You're doing so much marching and walking, and you're walking out a plan that's been laid out for you with appointments and laid out for you by the CUFI leaders. I'm telling you, you almost forget to pray. Mm-hmm. You almost don't have time to pray. And as we're going down the halls, we think, Lord, you know, and we pray a little bit here and there. But I ask for that prayer cover. And I'm telling you, we knew that prayer cover was over us. It was like, I sense it when I'm out on a meeting, when I'm out traveling. That prayer cover covers you. I do believe that one of the most valuable places and positions in the body of Christ is as a prayer at your post. Now, we spoke to the young people this morning, and we're going to talk about what we talked to them about the next 4 days. Champions for Christ rally, summer conference camp we're having right now. We've got about 600 young people from all over the nation, I think from a few other nations as well. And we talked to them about the unseen realm and the critical hour in which we live. That's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So don't forget, if you can come and be part of Living in the End of Days School, call 1-800-972-3447. Or if you want to go online, a couple of churches have already agreed to come online and study with us. So we look forward to having you. 1-800-972-3447. This is Billy Brim and Brenda Brim saying, Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Until tomorrow when we look at the unseen realm.